The Gemara in Shabbos, Samach Beis and Beis, says as follows: Shloisha Tvorin Meidin Esa Odom Nedeanis. The Echad Mehem Hamzalzel Benetilas Edaim. We mentioned this a little bit last week. I think it's Kedai to go over a few Dinyonim that are Regea, Shtikol Chizik, and Netilas Edaim. The Gemara tells us that if a person is Mazalzel in Netilas Edaim, it's Kosher La'anias, it's Kilu a Skula for a person to get poor. Like the Aruch HaShulchan we mentioned also says, if you look at the words, Al Netilas Yedayim, to the Aruch HaShulchan, the first letters of each of the words, Al Netilas Yedayim, spell out Oni, Mimelis of the Aruch HaShulchan, is Mepepshat. The Gemara, that if a person is Mazalzel, is not medactic in the Halachas, doesn't know the Halachas, and either he doesn't wash properly, or he doesn't wash Bechlau, he's called a Mazalzel Ben Netilas Yedayim, and called a Mazalzel Ben Netilas Yedayim, he said already, is Chayiv Nida, is a Tavor. We spoke out last time from Rabbi Eleza, at Godel Rabbi Eleza, there is a Tavor, and he writes over there, but it's brought down in many places in Chazal, called a Mazalzel Ben Netilas Yedayim, is Chayiv Nidoi, and we spoke this out, what that means is, that in Shemayim, 40 Malachim come along, and they say that this person so-and-so, Ben so-and-so is Chayiv Nidoi in Shemayim. His tefillahs will not be answered for the next 40 days. Shem Yirachem, it's a terrible vach. Until a person about to do his tshuva, and the Mela wants to do his tshuva, the Malachim come, and they mabattle everything, and the Mela, all the tefillahs go out, b'choli, b'choli. About Kalponim, it's a tremendous zach for a person to be careful, to be nizir in these halachas, as the Gemara tells us, Koshel Anis, as we look to Chazal, Faket also is true. That if a person is taki careful in these halachas, he's medantik to know how to do it until it's a dime, when to do it until it's a dime, all the different situations, the different halachas that they say the sons of Elf, I think he has to have like 400 chumas until it's a dime. It's Vom Shel Kedusha Mamish. The halachas of until it's a dime are Mamish Vom Shel Kedusha. There's a Gemara in Saita. Let's do it again. The Gemara in Saita that Balaam and Beit tells us as follows. Will be removed from the world. The Ben Yod explains Pshat, because Netilas Yedayim is mistaken for a person to remove the clippers of Tumah from his hand. The rebellion is a loyalim if a person is mezalzel in Netilas Yedayim, and he's not careful to remove these Devorim HaTumah from his hand, will also midah keneged midah, rachmon l'islan, neker a person from this world. Tremendous zach. There's an unbelievable Zoya Kodesh. The Zoya Kodesh in Parshas Ekev brings down that if a person eats with Kedusha, Mamish eats with Kedusha, Tahainu Mai Mishonim for sure is Negeya, he's Mamish doim it to Malochi Asherit. Zoya state in the Zoya Kodesh. Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld has a Sefer, Shaiz and Shuvah Salmas Chaim, he writes over there that he was careful in the Tilas Yedayim more than any other Drabonon. Why? Because he saw people in Mazalzel. He saw people when they come to Netilas Yedayim. You know, there's a famous Maisa. You do take a Maisa. Who doesn't know the Maisa of the Chazon Ish? Everybody knows the Maisa of the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish was one time in a big place of them, maybe a Hasna or whatever it was, and he watched 10 Choshev Yidin, maybe Rosh Hashiv is Loyadea. That's what they say, the Maisa, I don't know. Now he watched them do Netilas Yedayim, and he said not one of them was Yotza Afilu B'Diavad. It's a tremendous zach. That means they're eating without Netilas Yedayim. The zichum is also with Netilas Yedayim. And like the Gemara tells us, if you eat without Netilas Yedayim, you're eating lech and tomei. And the Gemara goes on to describe a terrible zachum to a person who's mezalzel with Netilas Yedayim. Koponim, we find that when it comes to Netilas Yedayim, you don't find people know the halachas. Everyone knows you've got to do Netilas Yedayim. Oh, but the shayla is how to do it, when to do it, all the different proti dinim that are negated in Netilas Yedayim that most people don't actually get to in Shulchan Aruch and Mishnah Berurah. So the Mela, it's Kedai to spend maybe a shir or two going through these halachas. There's a Shlach Kodesh. The Shlach Kodesh says, for example, a person has to be a big buck in Netilas Yedayim. And so you take the Shlach Kodesh. Why? Because there's a lot of halachas. You go to Netilas Yedayim, not so many simonim, maybe 4, 5, 6, 7, to eat them all together. Oh, but there's a lot of problems, a lot of details. So I'm trying, Beis Hashem, to just be yotze from all of that, a little sikum, ki'ilu, of all the halachas as easy as possible. Just one last thing. There's a Mayudika Shulchan Atoya, the Eilige Minik Commander. The Shulchan Atoya says like this, almost unbelievable. He says if a person would know the tsar and the oynish of a person that doesn't properly do the halachas of Netilas Yedayim, is not medactic in Netilas Yedayim, he will not eat ever again until he learns all the halachas. We don't even understand the tzar. We understand what it means to be Mkalam and Zalzim and Tzalzim and Zalzim and in the Shulchan and Tariq, the Minute Command, which Beis Hashem will see some Gishmach Ezachen from the Sefer Beis Hashem as we go on. There's a Medrash Rabbah. In the Medrash Rabbah, the Vayikra brings down a Mordechai Maisa. He brings the Maisa as follows. There was a time in Klal Yisrael, Rachman Hassan, there was a terrible gzeir on Klal Yisrael that to be a Yid, to show outwardly that you were Yid, is a terrible aveira. So the kids, there were a lot of Yidin over there who pretended to be Goyim, and it acted as follows. There was one of those fellows that had a restaurant. So he couldn't show that he's a Jewish person with a Jewish mahalach over there. So what he did was he had both kitchens, kilu, one for trade and one for kosher. So he stayed in Medrash. He had a kosher place and a non-kosher trefer place. So he watched. When a fellow would come into the shop, he would see, if he washes his hands, right, this is a Yid. He's a Jewish person. And if he's a Jew, I'm going to serve him from the kosher kitchen. Whereas, if he doesn't, he comes in, he just doesn't do anything, he just, walks in and he eats like a regular Goy, as a man, he must be a Goy. And he served him trefer food. As I stated in the Medrash. One day, a fellow walked in. Yep, he looks at him, sees what the matzav is, doesn't wash his hands, nope, he must be a goy. He goes over to the fellow and he gives him treif. Afterwards, he comes to give him the bill and he sees that this fellow is sitting down and says the bill is slightly different to normal. What's going on? So he starts thinking, maybe because he's a bit nervous and begins to ask him a few questions, then he realizes that he's a Jewish person. He says to me, but you just ate treif. He said, why did you serve me treif? I'm a Jew. He said, because I watched and you won't do it until it's a day. Zog the Medrash. From here you see a Medrash. If a person is not careful until he's a dime, he's mezalzin until he's a dime, so far they will serve him treif. As a shtik Medrash. It's a political Medrash. Now we get right to it. Let's get back to some of the halachas. The Gemara in Shabbos in base tells us there's a famous gula for a person for a shiris is to use a lot of water. Loshana Gemara is, and I quote, Noisnu noy harbe oishem in Hashemayim. If a person uses a lot of water until it's a dime, they give him a shiris min hashamayim. There's a grad, Rav Shulchan Aruch. The grad says that you have to find people that do these skulas. Push it, it doesn't go. You don't find them getting, multi-millionaires, right? The Chofetz Chaim was the same question in Hilchos Maaser, the guy in the traces over there in tiny stuff there. Okay, it's a different sugya. Oh, but SM, right? The Grand Shulchan Aruch says that if a person is mezalzel until it's a dayan, and if he's careful, let's say, so where's their shivus? So the Grand Shulchan Aruch, sometimes there are certain things that a person does that's ma'akiv their shivus from coming. Say, no, chanam, chazal sar avada na avada is our shivus, that's poshut. However, the person does certain things, they can mark him that. They can do certain things that are kosher aniyas, that are other things, maybe stepping on crumbs, all different halachas that are for a different time, that the Meister Perkins can ma'akiv this wonderful skula from the Gemara. Now the Mishnah Berurah says about and about, a person should never wash it until it's a daim and be medakiv in halachas only because of the schar about the nis, to offer the mission in others, and amai, you just wash your hands normal and be'emela, the schar will come. Okay. So, Me'ika Hadin, let's go now through Mamish one by one some of the halachas. Me'ika Hadin, the amount of water that you need when a tinnis a daim is a revius. Now, I'm only used to wash even less than a revius, and we're going to see there's a tremendous nafkamina, bismanenu, to what it was already in the times of the Shulchan Aruch. In the times of the Shulchan Aruch, you'll find, if you ever go to Hilchos and tinnis a daim, you'll find there's a lot of things that you don't find that we know too much about. Right? What's going on over there? All this halach and this chum. The answer is because in those days they used to use water in a very small amount. Right. In other words, it was a tremendous tukah to get water, right? Famous Maisel of the Sultan Anta, right? We just said it's a magical skula for a person to use a lot of water. No, someone else's cheshvin. The Sultan Anta once saw a fellow, not much a magical machme. He was pouring the water all over, and he said, what are you doing? He said, just full of our sheaves. He said, very nice. Oh, but don't be machme on Yenem's cheshvin. And because there's someone, a poor person, that has to go and schlep the water on his shoulders and carry it to your house, and you want to be machme, this is not the time to be machme. Enochanami. This is not a person that has to realize, about the halacha is a halacha, it's a gebaldik a skula, but he machme on Yenem's cheshvin, it's nishrazoi. So remember, in those days, the water was much more difficult. So he used a small amount of water, right? Like, for example, we know the kelim that they had in those days are much dirtier than nowadays, like the Gemara tells us in Beit Sam. The Gemara says, if a person doesn't have an Erev Tavshilin, but he forgot to make an Erev Tavshilin, what does he do? So the Gemara, Pasha the Eitzah, take your local knife, scrape it on a plate, both sides, and then you'll get the shear for an Erev Tavshilin. You see, I'm going to take a zach. Look at that kelim. Their kelim was so dirty, they probably didn't wash up in those days as much. So maybe the halachas on tenets of dying nowadays are a lot more makel than it was, bismanehem, in the times of Erev Shulchan Aruch, because in those days they didn't use so much water, which caused a lot of problems. Nowadays, Baruch Hashem, we have a lot of water, we use it plentifully, Memela, we don't have a lot of the halacha. So Me'ikadi, all you need to use is revius, which is Be'erach, and be some sheet is 88.7 millimeters. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says about and about that we try and use more, especially when you're dealing with a case that you want to try and get your whole hand. The Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos HaTilis Yadayim screams in a few places. You don't often find this. You don't often find the Mishpura screaming. You find it in a few places. Oh, but here he's screaming. The Mishpura is screaming, he's saying, am. The Mishpura says, I noticed there are people that wash until it's a dime, not the way they should be washing. They're not doing it in the oifen that they should be doing it. They're not doing it to the halacha that it should be. And the mailers of the Mishpura come and become a po'omim in Hilchos until it's a dime, that a person has to be makpid to make sure that he's makayim all the halachas kuroi. And the mailer would try to use a nice amount of water. Let's start with the Taimei Ha-Issa, Taimei Ha-Mitzvah. The Mitzvah says, there are two reasons brought down why we're doing it today's a time. Two Ikka reasons, and we'll see Beis Hashem, there are big enough communities in these reasons, Aloch and Amaisa. Reason number one is when the Kehanim would eat Shuma, the Tara, so in the second, because we know Rashi tells us, in Cholin, for example, some other places, that Yodim Asconius Hain, that a person's hands touch all sorts of things, we're worried that the Kehanim with the hands will touch something that's Tomei, and if they touch something that's Tomei, the hands will become Tomei. So therefore they were mistaken that all the Kehanim, before you eat Shuma. However, in order to make sure that the Kehanim were rogel in this type of Netila, they were misakin for all of Klal Yisrael. So if you want to blame somebody, you've got the Kehanim on who to blame on, or it comes from the Kehanim. Shach Shuma, the Gemara, and Chulin, the Gemara, come and Bekoimis, it comes from the Kehanim. The Ikir Zera is the Kehanim to eat Shuma the Taira. Or but in order to rogel them to do it, does Klal Yisrael also have to do Netilas Adayim before we eat dafka bread? Why bread we can't go into right now? It's a big arichas, but dafka it's only on bread. Now the Levush says, why is it nowadays? There's no Beis HaMikdash, there's no Karbonus, there's no Truma Be'etzem. So the Levush says in a Hanami, Oba Be'ez Hashem Imhir Yomeini, there will be a Beis HaMikdash. So in order to be rogging ourselves now for then, so the Levush, they weren't Mavakal the Gzeva. So Zohar states in the verse, and this is one of the main reasons for Netilas Adayim. That's reason number one. Reason number two is the Gemara in Brachas tells us Dafnun Gimel as follows. The Gemara tells us V'hiskadashtem V'yishtem G'doyshim V'hiskadashtem Eilu Mayim Mishayinim. So the Gemara is Moed Gezach Kedusha Nyoni Kedusha. That in order to eat Paf Chazal Masakin to eat Paf the Kedusha B'Tahara. So the Aruch HaShulchan says that the Rebbeinu Shlomo wanted us to eat the Kedusha B'Tahara Yaseira, because we know that when you eat the Nikias, Nikias means the Tahara, which means the Precious, which means the Kedusha. So Mamele is a wonderful Kedusha of the Nikias when a person eats when it is a dying first and he washes his hands. Those are the two Ikka reasons of Netilas Adayim. Again, there are some of communities Aloch and Amaisa, but Ezra Shem will try and go through some of them. Now, there's an interesting sefer called the Be'er Mayim. He brings down from some of the Sforim HaKadoshim that they want to sign like this, that our Shulchan Bizmaneinu, unfortunately we do not have a Beis HaMikdosh, our Shulchan is Mechapa for us. Let's take the Gemara, come and Mekainis. Our Shulchan is Mechapa for us. Memela, just like the Kahanim, before the Avodah had to wash their hands, Memela also us. Before we get a kapora from our shulchan and we sit down to our table and we eat, we also have to do an Netilas Adayim. Now there's one more reason which could be a reason. Again, it's a machlokes rishonim. There's a gemara in Dute, gemara in Chulin, kuvobo min aleph. The gemara in Chulin, daf kuvobo min aleph, says as follows. Some the gemara. The gemara says the reasons for Netilas, all for the reasons for Netilas Adayim. Those are some of the reasons. And then the gemara says, v'oid mishum mitzvah. And fact, the Gemara, my mitzvah, Omer Abaya, mitzvah l'shmaya divi chachomim. Now, there's a machlokes rishonim how to learn this Gemara. Oh, but if these some rishonim, Rashi, maybe the Rashba, also different rishonim, that the learn pshat in this Gemara, that the Gemara is giving us noch a reason to do Netilas Adayim. Poshet, mitzvah l'shmaya divi chachomim. Chachomim said something, mitzvah l'shmaya. That's another reason. Again, a lot of rishonim machlok on this. It's a tremendous machlokes rishonim. We're not going into it right now. Okay. Now we're going back to Kabbalah. It's that we didn't have kavana when you wash Netilas Adayim. So, Be'ezim is Azoi. L'chatchila, when you wash Netilas Adayim, l'chatchila, you're meant to be having kavana to metar, you're to do the yis and the keen, to have the key, knock your hands, and we're meant to eat the tahara, the kedusha, the nikiyas, like we said the reason is. That's l'chatchila. How do we know this? This is the Gemara. The Gemara in Chulin Daf Lamed Aleph and Beis says as follows. Says the Gemara. Tovu v'loi huchzuk mutu l'chulin. As they state in the Gemara. Rashi understands Pshat in the Gemara is that even if you have no kavana for Netilas Adayim, meaning you're washing your hands, but there's no kavana for Netilas Adayim, Zugrashi is still mutter to eat. Still mutter to eat. Al Pizeh, a lot of Rishonim, for example, Rabbi Nechananu, the Rabbi Yeruchim, the Rosh Chaim, Shmuel Elekhet, for example, they learn that there's no din of kavana by Netilas Adayim. When you wash the tzinnis adayim, you go to the sink, you take it clean, with all the halachas and the revias and the clip, whatever it may be, you wash and go back to. And eat, as I state. Abba, there's a Rashba. The Rashba brings it to his sefta, and come with Shane and bring it down also. And it brings various spirit, which we're not going to go into now. Barichas, it's a major Arichas. That Avadun tzinnis adayim requires Kavonah. Ad kideka comes along the Mishnah b'shem the Magen Avraham, that if a person washes the tzinnis adayim below Kavonah, go back and wash again. It didn't work. That means you wash without any kavanah for the tzinnis adayim be'etzem, as the nekiyas, as the kedusha b'chulei, zog the Magen Avraham, the Mishnah b'shem is down la'alocha l'maisa. It did not work. Go back and wash again. Now, la'alocha l'maisa, the Mishnah b'shem paskens nishtazoi, we don't pask like that Magen Avraham, and the meila, la'alocha l'maisa, if a person does not have any kavanah b'chlal when he washes the tzinnis adayim, it's about he was Yotza without any Shaila Bechla. Let me again write him. Who's Chayiv in the Tzinnis Adayim? That does a double portion, the Rebbe Benish Chai spells it out by Riches, is Avada, Noshim and Anoshim, men and women are both Chayiv in the Tzinnis Adayim, exactly the same, there's no chilik between men and women, Bechla Legabed Yisa Lachos. What about kids? There's a Kapachayim. The Kapachayim brings from the Hochus Tanis, that says a child from one day old, is Chayiv in the Tzinnis Adayim. As we state the Kapachayim. Now, Lalocha Lemaisa, from the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah, we don't pass in that way. We pass in that a child only at the age of Chinuch, which, again, depends on each child, maybe 5, maybe 6, sometimes older, sometimes a bit younger, is already Chayiv in the Tzilis Adayim, because he's reached Chinuch. If the child is eating less than a Kezayis, for sure than a Kebeitza, then Zavadah is a Mokim to be Mekel, that he will not need the Tzilis Adayim. And also, if he does, it's a child that doesn't have to keep his hands clean. He's a very messy child, his hands will get dirty, then also there's a Mokim to be Mekel, because he doesn't have to shame of his hand from Nikias and Achanami, then there's a mockery maker. Now, I had a Tzorech Ian, which Be'ez Hashem, I tried to get on the phone today to a Yisrael Orbach Shlita, and I managed to get through to him, I think he's somewhere, whatever. I had to get through to him, Be'ez Hashem. I have a Tzorech Ian, I said, maybe the Olim can help me. There you go. Following Halacha, what if a child has reached Chinuch? He's reached Chinuch. He's over the ages, 5, he's 6, he's 7, he understands what's going on. Lebaisa, he wants to eat some bread. He wants to have a toast, he wants to have a roll, he wants to have some challah. No, you tell him to go wash. He says, I don't want to wash. Are you allowed to give him a bread or not? So we can tie up, that's probably in the two reasons that we said in the beginning. If the reason is, aus nekiyos, no, so it could be he's got clean hands, maybe it's okay. If the reason is aus chinuch, meaning if it's on the father's duty to make mechanech his child, to make sure the child has washed, so we say this, the din is on me, he didn't want to do it, say it, didn't want to do it. Oh, but if there's an issur be'etzer for a person to eat, which pasha there is, there's an issur gomur for a person to eat bread below the tzinnis adayim, so it's not going to help me. It's called sfir be'adayim, right? As we said here once before, the Gemara, you've almost got to ask over there, b'chulei, by the Shulchan Aruch, Hashem, and Gimel, if a person's allowed to feed a child or give a child something that's awesome. So I have a tzorech in, I didn't get an answer right now, but it's maybe by next week, we'll have a teretz, if you're allowed to get a very negeh shayla. Children often ask for bread and whatever it is, and you know they're not interested in washing right now, and they are chinuch. So, Be'ez Hashem, next week we'll try to get into that one. Right, feeding someone else. The etzem, this already starts from the Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch paskens, the tzinnis adayim is only a takana for that one who's eating. Someone who's eating, daim, if you're feeding someone else, let's say you're feeding an old person bread, or you're feeding a child bread, there is no chiyuv for you, the feeder, to wash the tzinnis adayim. It's only on the actual person eating. La fuki, for example, if the person himself is eating with a fork, then there's no heter. So the pshat that, oh, I'm not touching anything, it's okay. Chas v'sholom. Even if a person, for example, eats with a glove, or even if he's vulnerable, he eats with forks, and he's not going to touch the food b'chlal. Avadah is a chiyuv to wash the tzinnis adayim. There's no shaila, it's a gzeira, so he might come and touch the food. That means Hashem will discuss at a later stage, if there's any heter at all for the velt's heter, then if you don't have any water, so you hold it in the plastic, and off you go. This Beis Hashem will see if there's any basis for such a halacha whatsoever in Shulchan Aruch. This Beis Hashem will get to, I think we'll get that this time, Beis Hashem next time. It's a very, very negeh shayla. Let me go back to. Okay. So if you're feeding somebody else, there's no chiyuv tzinnis adayim on you, the only tzinnis adayim is on the person that's eating himself. Okay. Zog the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Kuf Nun Ches. The shear that you have to eat of bread, kidei to be chayv in tzinnis adayim, is a kebeitza. If you're eating more than a kebeitza of bread, you have a chiyuv in tzinnis adayim. If you're having less than a kebeitza of bread, so then you can wash the tzinnis adayim, but obviously without a bracha. It's quite negay sometimes when you go somewhere, let's say for example you want to go to a chasna or sheva brachas, you're not interested in having a whole thing of bread. You're on a diet, you don't like the bread, whatever it may be. So that you have to wash, you start them with a simcha. So I'm only going to eat a tiny bit.
You know, they sometimes give a bowl over there of little pieces of bread. So in those cases, you have to know. If it's less than a kibbetza, you can't count it as a dime. You definitely have to wash. No shayla in the belt. But you have to wash. That's poshut. Or we could make the brocha, you have to have a kibbetza of pasta. It's about the kedai for a person to eat a kol ha-pachas, a kibbetza of pasta. Okay. Benching not in Tashas not, but it depends on the seam of the rest of the meal. If you've worked full after, it could be you will have to bench. That's a different shayla in Ganson. Now, If you're eating a nice amount of butter, it's good, sure. You should be medakti vedakti to eat a nice amount. Take a few pieces in your hand and eat them. Eat a kibbetza, because they make ounces a dime.
You eat
the mushroom, and you go to your seat and eat more. Oh, that's Peseda. As long as you eat more bread over there, no problem. If you eat with one hand, right, Lalenu, a person only has one hand, or for example, he's got a cast in one hand, or whatever it is, he can't use one of his hands, Abadi still has to wash the other hand, and he still also makes a al netirat yadayim. As I said before, Shem Kuvnan Ches. Come again, Vaita. Rav Chaim Balaji is a Sefer Kap HaChaim, and he claims the following shayla. How about if a person has tremendous cuts in his hands? Hey, he has a very rough skin in the winter time. He gets cuts all over the place. To wash his hands is tremendous tzar. He opens up all the cuts and b'chulei, the Maisei Paskin, there's no etzer, there's no heter, about he has to wash until it's a dime. Now, it could be in such a case, we could be making on the fellow to wrap his hands in some kind of cloth that we'll get to. But that, Be'ez Hashem, we'll get to. It's a big arichas, because we have to go Mamish to explain what's chat in the minig ha'olam. Now, just before we go on, also very negay, but not so much negay, maybe it's a suda, more negay than it's a dime, is the Gemara in Pesachim Kufyud Beis. The Gemara tells us that you have to be careful for mashkim tachas habed. If you had a liquid that is kept under the bed, again, like I said, it's more negay to negelbas, and not so much to suda, but you have to be careful because such a water is possible in it's a dime. It's nechal on all the waters and all the liquids that you cannot use in it's a dime because the ruach ra is shayur on such a water. Okay, let me again bite them. What's the halacha? If you're about to wash, make it into a dime, now you come to the table and you see there's no bread. There's no bread, nothing left. The oilam finished the bread. Or you get to the table and it's a bread that you don't like, or you can't eat, you're allergic to such a bread. Because you don't want to eat the bread. What do you do now? You washed, you made it into a dime. It's a brocha of a toilet pashtas. Zug the ritzvah. Shavit Shuvah brings down the ritzvah. The ritzvah says it's not a brocha of a toilet. Why not? Because b'shas when I washed it into a dime, my kavana was good. And b'shas ma'aseh the kavana was good. Afterwards something happened. B'seder. Now, about the chatzchel, if you could try and get bread in order to make sure your bracha was a good bracha, about it, you should. But you have to know. Zug de mitzvah, that's not called a bracha levatala. Okay, let's go now be'ikah to the real mamish, the meat of the washing of the netzir zedayim itself. There's the Gemara in Chulin. The Gemara in Chulin, kavama v'alav, goes and brings a list of where a person has to wash until. Dahayim, on his hand. Does he have to wash A till the end of his fingers, as I said the Gemara, or B to his wrist itself? So the Gemara goes through different types of netilas over there, where you have to go to up, down. I'm showing the Gemara. Rav Rishonim, the Be'alocha brings it down beforeish. Rav Rishonim hold that you have to go all the way to the wrist. Now the Shulchan Aruch does bring down the other sheet as a Yeshayim, that Yeshayim you only have to go until the end of your fingers itself. Like for example, Yom Kippur, we know that we only wash until Yom Kippur, we're only over there. Now the Mishnah Berurah paskens la'alocha, and as they pass no locha shulchan, we have to be very careful. The minig ha'olam badai is to go all the way to the wrist. Nobody should come out from here and say, the Maaseh, we can be more makel now, only till here, nishkavela, to wash it, it didn't get so wet over there, chas v'sham, zook the Mishnah Berurah, zook the locha shulchan, the minig ha'olam to be makid mamish. I'll be Rav Rishonim hold you must wash it makid mamish till your wrist itself. Now it's only going to make enough kamina for the following two cases. The enough kamina will make is A, b'shas hadchak. What happens if you're somewhere, you're going on a T.O., you're going on a trip, you bought a certain amount of water, you're down to the last bit of water, you've only got enough water that can reach the end of your fingers, there's a mokim to be makel. Again, a mokim to be makel. Baal will speak out the halachas of what to do in such a case, maybe you have to wrap your hands also, this will explain. So that would be one, eight to number one. Eight to number two, that will also be enough kamininis machlokes, is as follows. What happens, for example, if a person has a plaster? For example, he has a plaster or a band-aid on the above his fingers. The hand in the second part of his hand. So there could be, again, chatzitzas, I don't think we're going to get into today, that is Hashem, next week, what to do with plasters, what to do with skin pieces coming off, what to do with paint, what to do with ink on your hand, all these sorts of halachas, that is Hashem, we'll do next week. Oh, but koponim, we have to know that if it's on this part of the hand, the part of the hand that's above the fingers, that's much more makel, because the some is showing him, the ikka and the tzitzit daim is only till here. Of other than Mishabrua and the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah and the Ruch HaShulchan and the Kavachayim, of other pastors, you've got to go with the wrist. Of a koponim, you have to know, as a tzirub, it could be makel sometimes if a person has a plaster. And again, Mishabrua says, very careful. And the loika hamoin am, that are not makel, if you watch, by the way, yourself or other people, is when you do the tzitzit daim, you'll always find this area. And the bottom over there gets stays dry, it just doesn't get wet. Unless you push it over, turning your hand around the whole time, and you're oisik in it, and medicine is what the Gemara says, Mulsi de lo Ramya led the inish, lava dieting, you don't think about it. Remain if a person washes it normally, holds his hand as though, whatever it is, medicine, the bottom of the hand normally remains dry. So the Mishabu says, be very careful. The loika hamoin am, the Mishabu chat, that rave of the oil, are not makbid in this. And the main is the Mishabu vav, you've got to be makbid. Now, how many times do you have to wash? So, the chatzchila, you're meant to be washing twice. As I state in halacha, you're meant to wash twice per hand. Why? First time you wash on each hand gets rid of the tumma. Right? Tumma is on the hand, the water gets rid of the tumma. The second time you wash gets rid of the water, that's tome, that's on your hand, and now everything's gone, and now I'm left with just a wet hand and no tumma b'chlal. Now, this is manehem, it was negeya. Because in those days they used a small amount of water, the hainu, a revius, maybe sometimes even less than a revius. So then it was taken again, because when you use that amount, the water becomes tommy. Bismaneinu, Baruch Hashem, we have kelim that are mamish moly, b'moly, revius, and mamish tons in there. So we're using much more than revius. The main of me'ika hadin, all you have to wash is one time. One time in each hand, me'ika hadin, to say the gomers. Also, because I have to know, again, if a person gets stuck in a trip or whatever it may be, and he only has enough water for one time per hand, it's a vada mutter lachatchila to wash his hand one time. Again, the meaning in Klal Yisrael, a vada, is you look around, point chazim amidvaz with the gomer and brochas, it's a vada we try lachatchila to go with the meaning, and that is to wash twice on each hand. Okay, let me get back to. There are a few requirements for the tenet adayim. And that would be the following halacha. What would be if you're never clean? You're never clean. You go to the airport, for example. You're on a train. You're on a plane. There's no kli. There's no keli. There's no utensil. There's no cups. There's goonished. All I have is a sink, a faucet. Am I allowed to open up the faucet, the sink, and let the water come out? I wash the tzitzit daim that way, right? There's another way of doing tibul, right? A matbil, you have to dip your hands in the water, right? The gebe is Hashem, maybe this week, they got me the snow. But we're not going to go to those halachas. But the etzim I want to talk about, you're allowed to open up the tap. Very, very negayat shayla. So the main two tenoim of the tzitzit daim are A, a kli, and B, kayaf gabra. You have to have those two tenoim from the tzitzit daim to be correct. Without one of those, posha doesn't go. If the tzitzit daim was not good, you weren't yotza. So number one, let's talk about a kli. When you talk about a kli, any kli be'etzem is kosher. A daim doesn't make enough kamina what it's made from, what it looks like, it makes enough kamina. A kli is a kli. The only kli that is nageya that we have to talk about is a plastic kli. Especially when you're in an aeroplane, or you're somewhere where all you've got is a plastic cup, or you know, or a paper cup, whatever it may be. So then a lot of the posts can say it's not got a chashivas of a kli, and it could be you're not yotza until it's a daim. B'sha'as ha'tzchak, avadus, other posts can, you can be makel, because, again, so if it's got a chashivas of a kli, like Scheinberg said in a few places, he says that the etzem, all plastic things, are ready to be a kli. Novos, about that, we're so rich, and we throw them out. Oh, so then it doesn't poke them in kli. It's still going in kli. The fact that we're rich and we throw them in the bin after we finish with them doesn't remove it from its thin kli. And the main of a shas at chak about the person could use such a kli. That's number one. Number two, very interesting. A few weeks ago, someone came to me on a Friday night with a very interesting becha. So we know also, the Gemara tells us in brachos, that when you make kiddush, you need a kosher bracha. A kosher bracha requires certain conditions. One of the conditions is, has to have a din kli. Kli means to stand by itself. So he came to me, I never thought I'd get such a question. He came to me with a becha, Mamish, Friday night, with a becha like this, a cone. Looks like an ice cream cone, pure silver, cost probably a sach geld. And beautiful, Mamish, a beautiful cone. There's no way it can stand, so he said to me, can I use this for Kiddush? I said, no. He said, it can't be. I said, why not? They sell it in the shop for Kiddush! He said, no, they sell Maim Achonim also, but they might look at the Maim Achonim, what Mishabu says over there in Kupay Olam. Okay, that's a ridiculous moves. Oh, but the enemy told me, no, hold on, it comes with a base. and it comes with beautiful glass. I don't know what it was. He put it into the base. It's a beautiful zach. I told him, oh, now we're talking. This already, I think, if the only remembers when we had this, and then we spoke about this here, but there's other places. There's a famous Chesed Lalofim in Hilchos Hanukkah. Over there, it talked about it again, the Zayde from the Chidah, the Beis HaSugi over there, if you're allowed to light the menorah from Hanukkah with shells of an egg. Straight over there, you shouldn't do it because it hurts them. The right you do hurt them, and you are not the answer to go there. We're not going to go into it. The mouth. Oh, but you have to know that we're talking about you didn't clean. So one of the reasons that those can say you can't use an eggshell is that it doesn't stay by itself. It sort of, you know, it goes all over the place. So it's not going to dinner for clean. So one of the taina in the Hanukkah shmuzen, they wanted a taina that in all the menorahs that people have these glass little cups. You put them on the table, it doesn't stand. That's sometimes they do. Oh, but the ones that don't stand, that's a problem. And you're not, yoke the menorah, because you need a din kli. As I stated earlier on, Ovik. Now, the mice is nishta zay, because in the Fushi Gemara in Menachos, I can't remember, Chubb has written on this already, that the etzem, it's got a din kli. Why? Because it's made to go together with the menorah. If it's made to go together with the menorah, the Heineken glasses are made to put into the menorah. Oh, if it's got made to go into something else, it's a base kibble, that's its casing, then Avadah's got a din kli. So men are talking the same thing with the kois. Avad and Avadah can use the kois, there's no problem whatsoever, because it goes into this kli. And that's what it's made to go into. Even if you don't. Okay, that's the Hilchos Kiddush Shaila. I'm not going into it now. Oh, but Avadah Nevadah, you need a din kli. The Shaila is a sink, is a pipe, or these sort of things that come out of the wall that let the water out. Is that going to din kli? Number two, is it Kayach Gavro? So the man of the Shaila says, right, the Etzem, a din kli, Zicha has not got. In other words, what has not got din kli? A, it's Mechubel Karka. This kli, this sink, this tap, is mechubel karka, zikha not got din kli. Reason number two, it doesn't hold a revius. The pipes that the water come out from, in a chanamin, there's water inside them. Oh, but it doesn't hold a revius. And if it doesn't hold a revius, it's not got din kli. So number one, a tap, a sink, whatever, it's not got din kli. So you can't wash your hands, there's a dye in the sink. Who had din kli gavra? Now, we could clear kli gavra, comes as a... We could clear that Kayak Gavra is when the first time I switch on the tap, the first water that gushes out, that comes Machmas Mi. Oh, comes Machmas Mi, that's called Kayak Gavra. So some people give on a tiny Bashas Adchak Godel, there's no other Eitzah, you've got no other Kli. So you turn on the tap and you clap your hands right in the first water that comes out, maybe hold it with one hand, do it with the other hand, and keep on doing it each hand, in order, again, only works for Bashas Adchak, because Pashas. That's a shayla of tvila. That could be a different shayla of tvila. Of tvila yadayim, which taka is negeya. But again, I don't want to go into it now. I don't want to go into tvila. There's enough to talk about natila yadayim, and never mind tvila yadayim. Okay. So again, b'shayla of tchagodl, you're stuck in an aeroplane. You're stuck somewhere. The ma'isa, you are allowed to use a tap b'shayla of tchagodl mamish. Now, what you do have to know is. Sorry. No brainer. What can I tell you? Ain't a chabera. If you need a plastic cup, I've got to get a plastic cup. It's poshut. If you've got no other eight, so you can be samech that the pipe, there are some sheeters that hold that the contour pipes eventually extend and go to some kind of maybe a dud or maybe some kind of boiler system or some kind of base kibble on the roof there, so it could be it's got a dinner clear. Again, b'sha'as that's cut, you can have to be samech on them. Again, it could be that other eights of what to do is to wrap your hands in something, which again could be enough to mina if it's the gear b'chlan nowadays, that we'll get to. If it's negay, you can do that. If you can't, you're going to have to be soymich according to those sheetahs. Now, it's very negay also. Sorry? It's not mechubel, yeah, but it's more than 40 saw. Oh, that's old Mishan Hilchos Binyan Bekalim. No, we're getting later. But Esther, also, sometimes you have in a, let's say you have a chasana, you bring this huge bin, right, or a big urn. And every wash there is a dime, you open the tap, you put your kli underneath it. That the Esther has got a din kli by itself. So, really and truly, you can stick your hands straight underneath the stream and wash underneath there. You don't even need the kli until it's a dime, because you already have the kli. Okay, that's a different thing. Okay, let me get back to it. Sorry? No. 40 saw, an urn. It's a mikvah. It's talking about a mikvah. Let me get back to it. Next. Oh, there's a mordik tzlach. The tzlach in Jerusha says that Leloindin made the following mistake. It's a standard tzlach. The Leloindin, the people that are sitting, studying and learning. Zuk the tzlach, they made the following mistake. What's the tzlach saying? The tzlach saying is this way. People are very, very careful not to be mafsik from the netila till the hamoitzi. Right? But maybe next week we'll have time to explain that. It's a massive, massive sugi. There's a ramah, chofetz, amas. We'll talk to Shine Mokim from one room to another room. It's against the shayla. Oh, but zuk the tzlach, people are very mafsik in this. So speak up until it's a dime, chas v'shulam. They're making a tremendous mistake. Because speaking in between the Tilis Adayim and Hamoitzi, no, it's a toy desire. You shouldn't do it. Or if a person speaks before the bracha of the Tilis Adayim itself, during the actual Matila, Zuk, that doesn't work and you have to go back and wash all over again. As I state in the Tzlach, that Lalach and the Maisa is a murder of Rav Shulchan Aruch. The Rav Shulchan Aruch says that people think that the issa to speak is only after you made the bracha. Dayan, you make the bracha and you say, Dayan, oh, now I can't speak. Oh, because one of them made the bracha, no, I'm allowed to speak. So the Rav Shulchan Aruch very stark over here. The Rav Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Samachay says, Avadanish, it starts from the moment you wash your hands. The moment water comes onto your hands, now is an issa to speak. So you're going to say to me, how many hands? One or two? So the Meisim, Roy Pesachin, the Vushimotcha, the Ber Moshe, the Betzinerov, Chubis Van Hoggers, the Moshe Sternbuch, they're all tainer for one hand. And they have riots for many reasons that we can't go into now, but it's already late. Oba, they tainer that the moment water's gone onto one hand, it's chal the issa dibo. I'm a million honor to speak from there, and it's very, very chomer. Adke dekar paskin the Shulchan Aruch. It could be that if you speak then, it depends what obviously, it depends how much, it could be you have to make a brand new Nitzel Zedayim with a brand new bracha, because possibly the whole thing didn't go. That's what the Slach is saying, you speak over there, it's much more chomer than speaking after Nitzel Zedayim. First wash. Yeah, first wash, especially nowadays that you do more than the reviews. The first wash is the Ikka wash from Ikka Hadid. So we're getting back to what it says. Mom is late. I'd like to take questions if you don't mind after. Spend a few more minutes. You ever saw anybody doing it till it's a dying? And they're very busy making their hands clean. Well, they're very busy with the towel and not on the chalut. Oh, but on the towel to make sure everything. Is there any Indian for that whatsoever? Right? Is there any Makurva such whatever? Is it maybe just a chavez? Maybe it's a brisket chum? I don't know. The Mishnah says, right, in Mishnah Berurah, if the hand was wet, brother, if it's dry, it's dry. Now, the Mishnah in Mishnah Berurah and Shtar Zasach, you will not find anywhere in Mishnah Berurah and in Chazayim Faket, I can find you at least 3 to 4 rays where the Mishnah Berurah says, come up before you. You do not have to dry your hands before the Tilis Adayim. Before the Tilis Adayim, your hands can be wet, let's say the Gomel, it can be wet from the sink, it can be wet from the cleat, it can be wet from whatever you want. The Mishnah Berurah does not hold that you have to dry your hand, koidim, netilas, yadayim. That's the shitas of the Mishnah Berurah. It's the shitas also the Ishnah Bar Mibuchach, and from the Rebbe Tzid Abba Shol, and many other places. Comes along the Rav Shulchan Aruch. The Rav Shulchan Aruch, in a few places, for example, in the Siddur Rav, in the Seder Nitzel Siddayim, he writes over there, Avada Navada, you have to wipe your hands dry from any liquid before Nitzel Siddayim. And as I passed in the Chazan Ish and Simon Chav Dalet, and the Chazan Ish writes, the chain ama tva. This is what the Olam does. As I say, Mechazanish. So again, Lefi the Mishnah Berurah, there's absolutely no Inyan Bechlal. Anyone that follows the Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Shabbos, Chabad has a right to follow the Mishnah Berurah over here, there's no Inyan Bechlal. I'll be the Rav Shulchan Aruch, and I'll be the Chazan Ish, but that's where it comes from. Again, there's a sach rayas to this. I don't want to go by weakness into the sugars, but Etrim has a lot of rayas to this right now. The Pesach Shulchan of Chaim Nor, for example, says that he saw all the Yerushalayim doing it. He saw all the Yerushalayim busy making sure that their hands were totally dry from any liquid that may have been tomei from someone else. So there's gan such hashbonis this, which we don't want to go into by Rikas now. Al kaponim. Let me go in weiter. After the Tilis Adayim, what happens? This is normally the case. Is you wash the Tilis Adayim, you turn around, bang, you touch somebody else, right? Maybe you be a child, maybe somebody else is waiting in line, whatever it may be. What's the halacha for the situation? So Be'etzem, Mishnah Berurah tells us as follows. The Mishnah Berurah says, even, and this applies, even if you wash twice, and even if you wash with the revius, if a person washes, and his hands are still wet, and it then touches someone who has not yet washed his hands, so the Mishnah Berurah, it's not enough that you have to go over and wash again. That's the father you have to do. Obazut the Mishnah Berurah, you have to dry your hands, because all the water is now tummy. Right? And we know from Kama places, tummy water can't just be washed off with tummy water. So the Mishnah Berurah, go back, dry your hands, wash all over again. Why? Because your hands were wet when they touched someone that hasn't yet done the Tilis Adayim. However, if your hands with the Mishnah Berurah are dry at the time, then in the Chanami there's no problem b'chal. Once you've dried your hands and then they touch somebody else, there's a vada no issue b'chal. Now there's a Rav Shulchan Aruch. The Rav Shulchan Aruch in Graz, in Sivyud, says Mufurish, that it doesn't happen. It says Mufurish in Rav Shulchan Aruch, when you have wet hands and it touches someone else, it does not make your hands tome, and you do not need to repeat the tillis adayim. The only problem is in Siddur, he doesn't say this. So Echmei says, it's not clear to me exactly if the Rav Shulchan Aruch was Yochoiz or Nishchoiz or Echmei Nish. Oba, from Mishavua, it's clear that if you rush in tillis adayim, even with the Ravines, even twice, three, four times, the biggest smoke back in the world, and then he touches somebody else, about to feed the Mishavua, you have to wash all over again the tillis adayim. Yeah. Let me get weiter. Okay. We have a few more minutes. Shivshuf. Oh, says the Ramon Kuf Sabach Beis. Also a halacha which is not so well known. The Ramon says Mufurish that after you wash the Tzedayim, after you've done one, two, whatever you've done, right? Two hands, one on the other. I don't know if he said this to myself, but the Etzem, you're supposed to be holding. You pick up the Tzedayim clean with your right hand, you pass it to your left, and then you write your right. You wash your right hand first. Now that means even if you're lefty. So you're taking the poskim. Even if you're a lefty, you should always be washing your right hand first. So you're taking the poskim. I'm going to go back to shifshuf. The Ramos is mafurish that after you do the tillis adayim, you do shifshuf yadayim. What's shifshuf yadayim? A type of wiping your hands together, maybe rubbing them together, scrubbing them together. What's the reason? So the Mishnah, interesting, says the reason is to remove any dirt. Now this could have been more negaya in those days when they only did less than a reviyah. Nowadays when we do much more than a reviyah, it's not so negaya. But what we do have to know is the Mishnah says the reason is to get rid of any dirt or greasiness that may have been in your hand. If you give it a little bit of rub after the tillis adayim, we'll speak in a minute when you have to make the bracha, in order to get rid of the dirt. Now the Prima Gadim says a different reason. The Prima Gadim says that the whole reason is, and he says a very interesting reason, the Shai Zeru's Eretz Tzvi says the same thing. He says we're worried that when you wash the tillis adayim, the water maybe doesn't spread, doesn't get everywhere over the hands. The main of the shifshuf that you do afterwards spreads the water along the whole hand. And mainly you've covered the whole hand. As though you state in Prima Godim, as though you state in Shaila the Truth Eretz Tzvi. But again, the Mishnah Berurah does not go with this mahalach. The Mishnah Berurah goes poshut, that the reason for shifshuf is in order for a person to get rid of any rubbish that may have been on his hand. Now there is a din of Higbiya Yadayim that after din of time you're meant to lift up your hands. Nowadays it's not so negev for many, many reasons we can't go into. It's a big arichas, mainly because we use a lot more water. I discussed this once by arichas with Israel Orbach. He also told me that a lot of the halachos of tillis adayim we don't find so much nowadays. Why? Because we wash with much more than revias. I'm only wash with less or exactly revias. Now we're washing with much more, and mamela we don't have to worry. Our pikabola, however, there is an inyan often in tillis adayim to hold your hands up. The main reason that it used to be said was so that the water slides down and doesn't re-metame your dayim. But again, nowadays that you wash it with the revias is not such a inyan to do that. Couple more halachas. I have a few minutes, yeah? Couple more halachas. Take the liberty to carry on. How about drying your hands? What's the halacha with drying your hands? And that's about a bracha. Now, ba'etzem, at every bracha the Gemara tells us, has to be overlasiyosn. Every bracha that we make is over lasiyasa. We know this also from Dalad Minim, where we're so mapped with the Esrog, all the different eights and turn upside down. Kidei that the bracha should be over lasiyasa. Aber, what do we do over here? So, mi'ikadin, over lasiyasa means, I'm about to wash until it's a dime, you stand up, baruch ata ashet mechule, and then you wash until it's a dime. I know one does it. Zugdu Ramah poshet. Well, I tell you what, better they could do that. Aber, Zugdu Ramah, the reason why they don't is because the drying of the hand is a chelik of the mitzvah. So Mimela, well, after I've washed my hands, before I've dried them, I'm still holding over at the other. I'm still holding kosher the mitzvah. Why? Because the gemilas at mitzvah is when you dry it. That's a very important you say it. Because once we know that the drying is a chelik of the mitzvah, there's a lot of halacha nafkaminis that come out from the actual drying itself. It might say it goes like this. We said there's a halacha of shifshuf. There's a halacha of rubbing your hands. When are you meant to do it? Before the bracha or after the bracha? So there's a machlokes apoiskim. The Chayodim, for example, in Talmem says you make the bracha after the shifshuf. In other words, Kafida al Chayodim, you do shifshuf, you're dying, then you make your bracha. The Rav Shulchan Aruch, for example, in Siddur, says Faket. So the Rav Shulchan Aruch is you make the bracha and then you do shifshuf afterwards. Let me go and bite up. Now, what's the halacha if you by mistake you dry your hands? And then you say, I forgot to make it onto the dime. So the halach is about and about, Mishibus is mufurish. You are allowed to make it onto the dime even after you dried your hands. About it, Slachatchela to do it before, but the evidence it works after. And the Mishibus says, be very careful. People that have a minute to say, See Yideichem Kodesh, they have to be very careful not to be mamshech the broch until after they dried their hands. Because it could be others say, See Yideichem Kodesh, they made the ganze broch on the ship, Yichem Behule, like I haven't done all that, they're holding 20 minutes after they dried their hands. So maybe a person should be makpid to try and dry his hands after he's finished everything. You say what you have to say, you make the brocha, then you dry your hands afterwards. Okay. Just one or two, mamish last halachas as I. Be'etzem, drying your hands, as we said, as we said in the Rambam Mepurshim, Kufnachet, is a chelik of the Netilas Yadayim. It's a chelik of the mitzvah of the Netilas Yadayim. And therefore it goes as follows. What is the reason why you have to wash, why you have to dry your hands? What's the pshat? So there's two reasons brought down. The Beis Yosef says one reason is because the first water that goes on your hands is tummy. The second water that goes on that gets rid of the tummy water. Zut the Beis Yosef, we want to get rid of that water ASAP. Because that water is a shtickel tumma water. So maybe we want to get rid of it. As we state in Beis Yosef. The Marshal, the Yamshah Shloimeh, so definitely. Zut the Yamshah Shloimeh. The Balbi Gemara tells us that if a person eats with wet hands, it's a mias de gazat, it's tomi de gazat. Zut the Marshal, zut the Yamshah Shloimeh, that's the reason why a person has to dry his hands. Because it's mias. Right. There's a murdig enough gemini between this. The Maisa, how do you dry your hands? If you come a poiskim, the way to dry a person's hands is bedatka with a towel. In other words, you must not let your hands become dry by themselves. In other words, do it like this, or just to hold them until they go dry, as we state in Rav Shulchan Aruch. Why? Because you need a pa'ula. You need a pa'ula of wash, of wiping. You need a pa'ula of drying the hands. When you have a pa'ula, because we want to get rid of it, again, it's a chelik of the mitzvah, so we want to get rid of the leftover liquid that's there. If that's the case, you have to do a pa'ula. Now, the Maisa says, Mavur and Rav Shulchan Aruch, and I sat with Rav Zuhir Orbach Shlita, went through these halachas, and they told me he was masking 100%. Nowadays, we're more makel. In those days, like we explained, especially according to Beis Yosef's reason, that the reason why you have to wipe your hands is to get rid of the water. That's only why, because they're using so much water, they're using a little bit amount of water, and it's takatami water. Oh, but this man, they knew where the water is so much there, and they nothing is tamei bechalal. So the wiping that you do to make them dry doesn't have to be so homo. And from here came the shaila in the poskim, if a person is allowed to use an electric drying machine that they have outside a lot of places where the hot air comes out and dries your hands. If you would have asked that with the Rav Shulchan Aruch, he would have said, absolutely asa. You need the pa'ula, you need to take a towel, you need to get rid of it, not absorb the tumma water inside your hand. That's what you stated in Rav Shulchan Aruch. Of a bismanenu, that we explained, that the whole reason is because they used to use a small amount of water. And bismanenu, we use a lot of water. So, maybe we're not choshu for such a thing, and vada lechatchila lechatchila, akach omeli agenu bizuyen orbach, and kach was maskim, and all the poiskim is about you allowed to use a drying machine to dry your hands without any shiloh whatsoever. A wet towel, on the other hand, is a tremendous shaila. If it's befeach hamenach latzviach, which as we explained before means if you touch it here and it wets something somewhere else, that's befeach hamenach latzviach. You cannot use such a towel whatsoever. However, Shevet HaLevi says Mufurish, and Akach is Mestaber as well. The reason why the Chazal said you're not allowed to use a wet towel is poshut because the water on it is tomatical water. Of a Zuzulvaz and Shevet HaLevi. Remember that we've explained already that the water nowadays is not so tomatical because you're using much more than it is. So the main of the towel that became wet from where? Tahar water. Came water from tahar water. There's no inyan bechlal be'etzem, and if also a lot of people wash their hands some, so using a wet towel is no issa be'etzem of others per se the gomel. The only other halacha you have to know is, and then we'll finish Be'ez Hashem, is a person has to be makbid not to wash and to wipe his hands, even though it's tahar water, on his own clothing. As usual, the Magen Avraham brings a tashbatz. We're going to bomb into Tashbat that says it's kosher l'shichcha. If a person wipes, dries his hand in his own clothing, it's kosher l'shichcha. If mashma from many achronim, the Aruch HaShulchan, the Kapachayim, it's lav dafke your beged, it's any beged b'chal is kosher l'shichcha, and it's lav dafke until it's a dime for bread. Any washing b'chal is kosher l'shichcha for a person to wash on a article of clothing. Be'ez Hashem, next week we'll go through chatzitzas and changing nappies during a suda.